I was recently contacted by a reporter about new work requirements for food stamps. In the late 1800s, much of America realized the detriment of indiscriminate aid, and in response, charity leaders organized themselves to not only eliminate duplicate distribution, they promoted a more rigorous investigation to determine those who were deserving of relief. Work tests were commonly used to make this distinction. Is it unreasonable to require work of those in need? I remember when a man who was missing six of his fingers came in our mission needing food. I asked him to help fold papers and stuff envelopes. He was a great help, and we got to know each other as he worked for his food basket that day. It would have been easy to consider this man disabled, simply give him a food box and feel sorry for him as he left. But work is integral to dignity and human flourishing. Please make sure your charity supports it. This is James Whitford from Watered Gardens Gospel Rescue Mission for the True Charity Initiative. www.truecharity.us